Procter Problems. Procter & Gamble, P&G, is an American company with long-established connections in British manufacturing. Its Newcastle Innovation Center was opened in the 1950s, following its acquisition of a local detergent brand. Employment at the site hasn't always been precarious. P&G staff who supported scientists, and even those working in facilities maintenance and security, used to enjoy the benefits of P&G's generous remuneration package designed to prevent trade union organization. Those historic perks have fallen by the wayside, with remaining directly employed non-scientific staff tooped to other corporate partners, and a new wave of agency subcontracting. One such agency is an in-house arrangement, known as PG Assist. This lucrative firm operates at the Newcastle Innovation Center, at a facility in Egham in Surrey, as well as at P&G's continental operation in Belgium. The firm's owners are well-to-do, with one living in an affluent dormitory suburb. One of its worst practices is withdrawing workers £500, twice annual bonus for incidents of exaggerated disciplinary offenses, or even lateness and sickness, while no sick pay is offered. Staff complain that insecure employment arrangements through such agencies prevent trade union organization, create uncertainty and an inability to plan due to the nature of the contracts, and offer limited scope for advancement. Two such young and frustrated PG Assist staff members furtively explored trade union organization until their contracts were abruptly terminated following aggressive supervision. They have since joined the Socialist Party and lent solidarity to local industrial campaigns. P&G is lauded by fellow business community elites and recently garnered praise from campaign group Girl Effect and even Sesame Street for its supposed championship of gender equality. The Socialist Party knows the real effect of P&G's practices and their impact on low-paid women workers who languish in insecure employment while receiving poverty pay for their work as caterers, cleaners, receptionists, and security guards at P&G's UK operations. William Gerrett, Tyneside.